Hello?
Hello.
Hey, my name is Wilbert. I'm with Opinion Research. We're conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Hector County. Would you have a few minutes to help us out?
Yeah, I guess.
Great. We'll go ahead and ask you the first question, which is, are you registered to vote in Hector County?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And do you live within the city limits of Odessa, or do you live outside the city limits?
I'm in the city.
Within Odessa city limits, right?
Yes.
Okay. Generally, do you think that things in Hector County are, like, on the right track, or are things on the wrong track? We're not sure.
Oh, I think there's room for improvement, but I think they're doing a pretty good job.
Right track, right? Okay, what's the most important issue facing Hector County, which could be education issues, air pollution, poverty, crime and drugs, health and care, immigration, race relations, civil rights, high cost of life?
I would personally think that the education is the bottom of the totem pole and needs to be improved. And
okay.
if the schools can't do it, I think they need to have school choice.
Thank you very much. And how would you rate economic conditions in Hector County? Would you rate that as poor, fair, good, excellent?
I would rate it as good. I think that you can make as much money as you want to. You know, if you don't want to work hard, you can get piecemeal jobs. You know, I think anybody can do basically what they want to do.
Okay, thank you for that. And 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
And how long?
In about 5 years from now?
I think if we get rid of the Democrats, we'll have a good economy.
Okay, so it would be better, right?
Yes.
Okay. And how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job on the jobs of any close family members in Hector County? Like, very concerned, somewhat concerned, not at all concerned, or not too concerned?
I don't have any concerns. I think everybody is working in a safe environment.
Okay, so that's not at all concerned or not too concerned?
Not too concerned.
Okay. And I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute of the quality in life a community. So please tell me how you rate each in Hector County. You could rate it as poor, fair, good, or excellent. The first would be welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture. Is that like good, fair, poor, or excellent?
I have no opinion on that.
No opinion, right? Okay, so undecided. The availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music. Do you think those characteristics and qualities contribute in life there, in that community, are excellent, good, fair, or poor?
It's fair.
Thank you. And what about quality of public schools? Poor, fair, good, or excellent?
Poor.
Thank you. And availability of affordable housing? Is that like poor, fair, good, or excellent?
I think it's good.
Thank you very much. The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
First and foremost, safety.
I think that's good.
Thank you. And what about natural beauty and physical setting? Is that like excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I think it's fair.
Thank you. And what about being able to get from place to place with little traffic? Fair, good, fair, or poor, or good, or excellent?
It's fair.
Thank you. What about public safety and low crime? Poor, fair, good, or excellent?
I think it's good.
Thank you. And having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment. Do you think that's like poor, fair, good, or excellent?
I don't participate, so I would have no opinion on that.
Not a problem. What about offering job opportunities in your field? Is that excellent, poor, fair, or good?
I'm retired military, so it's not a question I can answer.
And what about a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth? Is that excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I think it's good.
Thank you. And effective leadership from elected officials. Is that like poor, fair, good, or excellent?
Poor.
Okay. And how about effective leadership from elected officials? You said that was poor, right?
Yes.
Okay. Public transportation? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I see them around, but I never use them, so I have no idea.
Okay. And last here is availability of quality health care. Is that excellent, good, fair, or poor to you? To your opinion?
I think it's excellent.
Okay, thank you. We'll go to the next step here, and we're already at 43%. Thank you for your patience thus far. So now please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people, okay? So you could rate that as an excellent place for them, a good place, a fair or a poor place for them to live in, okay? So the first that we're going to read off is people like you. Do you think that's a good, excellent, good, fair or poor place? For people to live in?
I think it's an excellent place for anybody to live in.
Excellent. Thank you. People living below the poverty line, would that be a poor, fair, good, or excellent place for them?
Jobs are here. If they want them, they can get above that poverty line. I think it's good for them.
Okay, thank you. And what about entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses? Is that poor, fair, good, or excellent?
It seems to be good.
Thank you. And what about families with children? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Except for the schools, I think it's good.
Thank you. And immigrants from other countries, would that be a poor, or fair, or good, or excellent place to live in?
I have no opinion on that.
No opinion on that? Okay. And how about recent college graduates looking to enter the job market? Would that be like a fair, poor, good, or excellent place?
I think it's fair.
Fair, right? Thank you very much. What about for a racial and ethnic minorities? Would that be like an excellent, good, fair, or poor place?
That to me is just a misleading question. I don't believe in I think everybody can make it whatever they want to make out of it.
Okay, so how would you rate it?
I don't have an answer for that.
You don't have
I don't
no
believe
not a problem. Okay, what about
ever look? What about
we'll
what?
Continue. What about for retirees? Is that like an excellent, a good, a fair, or a poor place?
I think it's pretty good.
Thank
There's
you.
A lot of
and
things to do for retirees
okay.
around here.
Thank you. What about young single people?
Well, they seem to be doing just fine. I've seen a lot of them move in here from places like Fort Stockton and Monahans and Fort Davis. Seminole, and then the ones we have grew up here, they seem to move on to the Metroplex or San Antonio. You know, so I think it's a good.
Thank you very much. And how would you rate the overall quality life in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you. And over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of the life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
I think it'll improve. We get rid of the Democrats in D.C.
Thank you. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many communities benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not too familiar.
Thank you. We're almost done here. We're at 72%. Thanks for your patience. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Are you, like, not at all confident, not too confident, somewhat confident, or very confident?
I'm not too confident.
Not too
at all.
Confident, right? Okay. And community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the visions and plans for community development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not at all familiar.
Thank you very much. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Not at all.
Thank you. We're almost done here. And how likely are you, like, or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not likely at all?
Probably not likely at all.
Thank you very much. And finally, just the last questions about you and your household. What's the highest level of education that you've completed? Is that like high school or less? Some college graduate, or graduate degree?
I guess some college.
Thank you very much. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Thank you. What is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Great. Do you have a high school age child living in your household?
No.
Okay. And which of the following best describe your race or ethnicity? That could be white, Anglo, black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
Native American, Caucasian.
Okay. Thank you very much. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to gas or oil industry?
Not anymore.
Okay. Thank you. Is your annual household income 25, 25 to 39, 40 to 74, or 75 plus?
You talking about thousands?
Yes, sir.
Run those by me again.
Uh-huh. 25,000, 25 to 39, 40 to 74, and 75 plus.
40 to 74.
Thank you. And are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, a student, or currently unemployed?
Retired.
Thank you very much. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
I'm a male.
Thank you very much. Now, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and be blessed.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.